Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Fish Pond, March 7 to 16. After having operated for many years at the Southridge Mall, the John Hazen Memorial Fish Pond is moving to a new location. The fish pond will operate at the Lockerbie Legion March 7 to 16. It operates 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, with the exception of March 16, when the fish pond wraps up at 12 p.m. The pond, which is stocked with rainbow trout, is the Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association's main fundraiser. Par ICI, Le Talent 2, March 8. TNO presents Par ICI, Le Talent 2. A colorful theatrical talent competition that aims to create rich opportunities for encounters and relationships between Sudbury's Francophone cultural organizations and newcomers. After open auditions in the fall of 2023, Francophones with immigrant backgrounds have been selected to take part in this grand theatrical talent competition. Participants are coached by professional artists to perfect their act and get the chance to win prizes. Runs at Place des Arts at 7:30 p.m. March 8. Purchase tickets online here. Neil Diamond Tribute, March 8 to 10. Sudbury Performance Group presents Solitary Man, a musical tribute to Neil Diamond. Will Chalmers has been performing his tribute to Neil Diamond tribute concert since 2002. His show appeals to all ages and he loves to get the audience involved by encouraging them to clap and sing along. Will's natural resemblance to Neil Diamond, his flawless replication of Neil's singing voice, combined with his outstanding stage presence has been captivating audiences wherever he goes. The response from Neil fans has been an unbelievable experience. Will is both friendly and personable and people approach him with ease. He is always available to speak to people after the performance and welcomes their comments. The show runs March 8 to 10 at Thornlow University Theater. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theater Camps, March 8, March 11 to 15. Exploration and fun are the key words for Yes Theater's upcoming PA Day and March Break Theater Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. Three full-day PA Day theater camps will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the following dates, Friday, March 8, Monday, April 8, and Monday, June 10. The March Break Theater Camp runs from Monday, March 11 to Friday, March 15, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. An informal presentation for invited family members and friends will be held on Friday at 3:30 p.m. For more information, including cost and registration forms, visit Yes Theater's website. You may also email Education Director Ralph McIntosh at r.mcintosh@yestheater.com, or phone 705-674-8381, ext. 6. Penage Road Women's Institute Event, March 9. Penage Road Women's Institute invites ladies to their 28th Annual Friendship Morning. The event will take place at the Kinsman Hall in Lively from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. March 9. Tickets cost $20 each. The event features guest speakers, entertainment, coffee and muffins and a soup lunch. For tickets and information, phone 705-866-2918. International Women's Day Gala, March 9. Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, hosts its annual International Women's Day Gala on March 9 at the Caruso Club. The gala features live local entertainment from Rod Bazinet and his daughter, Cassie, and dance band Sugarboom, a sit-down dinner beginning at 6 p.m. Dancing, a silent auction, and raffle. All proceeds will benefit SWC as it continues to serve women, girls, and gender-diverse individuals right here in Sudbury. Tickets can be purchased individually, $80 with fees and taxes, or for a table of eight, $640 with fees and taxes. For more information, visit www.sudburywc.ca. Tickets for the event can be purchased by clicking here. Bloom Music Festival, March 9 to 10. Northern Lights Festival Boreal, NLFB, has announced the return of Bloom, a multi-venue music festival celebrating cultural and sonic diversity in downtown Sudbury. Taking place on March 9 to 10, Bloom promises to be an unforgettable experience for music lovers and party people alike. NLFB's Bloom Festival has garnered great success over the past few years since its launch in 2019, and the upcoming event aims to build on that momentum. The festival will feature an incredible lineup of world-class artists, showcasing a wide range of musical styles and genres. Bloom will take place at various venues in downtown Sudbury, including Place Des Arts, the Townhouse Tavern, and the Lounge. Festival-goers can expect a world-class lineup, vibrant atmosphere, and an unforgettable experience celebrating the rich diversity of music. Tickets for Bloom are now on sale at nlfb.ca/tickets. A special package, including a full festival pass and an NLFB t-shirt, is available for only $75. Full festival passes are priced at $60, after-hours show passes are $15, in advance, and $20 at the door. All prices include HST. For more information about Bloom, Meltdown, and the Northern Lights Festival Boreal, please nlfb.ca or contact the NLFB team at logistics at nlfb.ca or 705-674-5512. Oscars Party at Sudbury Indie Cinema. March 10th. With the 96th Annual Academy Awards slated for March 10th, Sudbury Indie Cinema is set to host a fun-filled evening on Oscars night that will serve to not only celebrate the best in cinema but also mark two milestones for the first arthouse, independent cinema in northeastern Ontario. One of the special guests in attendance March 10th will be Canadian indie darling Valerie Behaguer. Also traveling to Sudbury especially to attend this event is Sudbury-born film success story All Phones Attitui. This year's Oscar party has a vintage Hollywood dress-up theme and will be catered by Verdicchio's. Early bird pricing is available until February 29. Tickets are available online here. 90s Sci-Fi Weekend Festival at the Indy. March 15-17. This March, Sudbury Indie Cinema is bringing a blast from the past as it introduces its latest series, Superstack Cinema, with the first edition being 90s sci-fi. Over the course of 3 days, the Indie will be bringing these favorite classic flicks back to the big screen. Weekend passes are only $50. This gives you entry to all 8 films. Single tickets are $12 each. Purchase tickets online here. Keys to the Library Concert. March 16th. If you're looking for something interesting to do on Saturday, March 16th, check out the next Keys to the Library concert at the Mackenzie Library. The City of Lakes Music Society is presenting Greatest Music You've Never Heard Of. Charlene Biggs will be performing some amazing repertoire by composers who were under the radar, but were exceptionally gifted and worthy of attention. The concert runs at 12 p.m. at the main library. Keys to the Library concerts are free to the public, although donations are welcomed. Au Bistro des Découvertes. March 19th. La Slag invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. On March 19, Darlene Raven presents Kristen Sweetland, a Toronto-based singer-songwriter and interdisciplinary artist. The show runs at Place Des Arts March 19. Purchase tickets online here. One Act Festival. March 21-23. Sudbury Performance Group presents its second annual One Act Festival at Thornlow University Theatre March 21-23. Enjoy 3 plays by 3 directors in 1 entertaining night at the theater. Plays are College Letters, Strawberry Fields and Dear Mrs. Martin. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theater Presents, 1939. March 15-31. From renowned Canadian writers Yanni Lozon and Caitlin Reardon, comes the terrific, and important, Canadian play, 1939. At a fictional residential school in northern Ontario, which is preparing for a visit by King George VI, students decide to stage a production of Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. While a traditional and rigid approach to Shakespeare clashes with their perspectives, the Indigenous students begin to draw parallels between their own lives and the characters in the play. Discover alongside them themes of resilience and defiance against colonial expectations. As Shakespeare's bittersweet comedy is dissected, 1939, evolves into a powerful statement of self-determination and a bold reclaiming of cultural identity. The show's run is March 15 to 31 at Sudbury Theatre Centre. Purchase tickets online here. Mozart's Requiem, March 23 to 24. This season, Sudbury Symphony Orchestra will present the extraordinarily famous Requiem by Mozart. Featuring guest conductor Josh Wood and soloists Susan Urquhart, Peter McGillivray, Amy Godin and Ben Dunn, and singers from the Bel Canto Singers and Sudbury Chamber Singers. Runs March 23 and 24 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. The Movie Man, Doc Screening, March 27. Cinefest Sudbury is set to bring The Movie Man to the big screen as part of its 2024 Red Carpet Patron Program. The documentary, filmed in the Kawartha Lakes region, will screen at Silver City Sudbury on Wednesday, March 27 at 7 p.m. Keith Stata opened Highland Cinemas during the summer of 1979. What began as a single screen transformed into a five-screen multiplex showing first-run films over the course of its 40-year history. Changes in technology, dwindling ticket sales, a popcorn-eating bear, and his 50 cats all contribute to the chaos. Despite his steadfast passion, The Movie Man follows Keith as he is beaten down with issues and complications due to COVID-19. With no family and few friends to help, Keith is confronted with insurmountable challenges of keeping his unlikely cinema open for another season. Individual tickets are on sale now with limited availability at www.cinefest.com, at the Cinefest box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, or by calling 705-688-1234. All red carpet patrons are granted complimentary admittance. Art Gallery of Sudbury off-site programming. Winter 2024. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's Bell Mansion home has been temporarily closed for structural analysis since last fall. Winter art education programs have been relocated to Laurentian University's School of Education building. The gallery shop has been relocated to 174 Elgin Street. People can also check out several off-site Art Gallery of Sudbury exhibits. Check out the art of Wallace Gillard at the Laughing Buddha until April 23. An exhibit by Francine Robillard at Sudbury Theatre Centre also runs through until March 14. Isabelle Michaud exhibits at Pinchman's until May 14. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.